Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 105. Today is Saturday, February 17, 2018. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me over there is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon.
I will... Yes. Technically, I'm outnumbered because it's morning everywhere, so... Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing
looking
okay.
Very dapper in your jacket.
It's a shirt. It's a button shirt. It's my Team Horde Overwatch shirt that I wore BlizzCon all over.
And so cool.
We have wrong shoulder here. We have all the flags of the people that are in it. So
wow, I didn't realize that. Yep. That's pretty cool.
It's a pretty neat shirt. There should be another one coming that's just Horde, and it's black with red with, like, see how these orange stripes are
black and red.
They're red. Would oh be, man, it looks really nice. It should be on its way soon. So how are you?
Okay.
Good.
Very nice. I'm good.
Great.
But you know what? I'm really excited today because for two factors, because one, we have got a returning guest, but the second thing is one of my favorite named tunes in the game is who he plays. So actually, and the third thing is, well, we'll get to that in a minute. So we have Townie back. Townie, hello. How are you?
Hello. Thank you very much for asking me back.
Oh, we're so thrilled. We're so thrilled for you because not only do we get to catch up with Stone, which is good, because last time you were on, Stone was away?
My aunt
anniversary?
Nope. Aunt. Nope, my aunt passed away.
Oh, so, okay, yep. So, yeah, you were away, which is what happens, which is fine. But we get to have another chat with you, which is exciting. You play one of my favorite name tunes ever, which is Snuffle Tips. I love that name. That is an awesome name. But the most exciting thing happened tonight. How long ago did it happen? A couple hours ago.
Probably about 8 hours ago. Wow.
8 hours.
Early evening for us in the UK.
Okay, all right. So do you want to let people know? They may not be aware. So how about you let people know what happened with Snuffle Tips?
Well, I was doing a quest and I just needed a little bit more XP. So I did the Elders and just had enough XP to hit 110.
Yay! That is so exciting. Congratulations. That is fantastic. So Snuffle Tips is your pacifist as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is wow. So what did you do? Ding 110 and be like, right, quick, take some screenshots and then log out and don't trust anyone trying to kill anything around you, or what was the go?
Yeah, I just flew back into Stormwind and then left her there.
Nice. Yeah. Do you park us somewhere not near people? Like, is that something? Yeah. Like, do you go to an inn away from that general area? Yeah.
Or... I always leave either in Stormwind or in Dalaran, because that's where you pick up the cooking or fishing dailies.
Yeah.
So it's ready for the next day, sort of thing.
Yeah, and are you on a server that is very populated, or it's specifically not very populated?
It is quite populated, yeah. It's probably average. It's Elden Ring over in the EU.
Good choice. Yeah. Nice. Okay. All right.
I was going to say, I was a bit disappointed that they changed the dates of the Lunar Festival, really, because I would have been 110 a lot earlier. But as it happens, it's turned out all right anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coinciding with the show.
This was perfect.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have you back on because you were one of the people that, you know, I mean, as much as we can, we want to have people on live, and you know, I was not able to go, and I wanted you to be on like a live show because it's a little bit different than doing a pre-recorded kind of deal, right? Where just how it worked out was fantastic.
couldn't have timed it any better.
I know, which is fantastic. So not only have you dinged, you know, you've got your first max level pacifist, which is fantastic, and congratulations, we all are, you know, thrilled for you. But what else have you been up to since we last had you on?
Well, I had a character which I started in the shaman contest back a while ago. I called it Shamazin. It's nice. An Iron Man, and I managed to get to level 60 on that one. Was just basically doing the Lovers in the Air dailies, really. I didn't sort of go out too much because it's too rough out there at the moment. You know, the shaman is pretty useless. You know, I wouldn't stand it. Wouldn't stand for.
There, it's a bit rough.
Yeah. So anyway, I did that one, got that one to level 60, so that one could fly now. So that's quite an achievement.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah.
And then I got Bloodthirsty, and that's genetics.
Yes. And, awesome
name. I got that one to level 91.
Wow.
And I thought I'd have a look up at Draenor to try and find somewhere to sort of... see if I can find a farming spot up there. But it's pretty rough up there, actually, and the XP you get for killing the mobs was not very favorable, so I'm back in Mount Hyjal now. So I'm gonna leave it there for a little while until maybe I get to 92 and then have another look around.
Yeah. So is there not a lot of XP difference between Draenor and Mount Hyjal?
No, but the mobs hit harder, and you know, it's a bit more riskier. So I thought it's not really worth taking the risk.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of a little bit of XP, you know. So.
Yeah.
Obviously, when I get to 92, it might be less up at Mount Hyjal, so I'm gonna have to go up to Draenor then. But I'll just see how I go for now. I did a bit of exploration XP.
Yeah,
got a flight point up at Stormshield, so I'm all right there.
Okay.
And then also, I got another pacifist, Harry up, and I got that one to 99 this week as well. So he's getting close.
Two pacifists. Yeah. Wow.
So can I ask you? Like you have here in your notes with this one tune that you are doing do you ever come across any of the ones that spawn mobs that want to kill you, and how do you deal with that?
Well, I think that I haven't come across that yet, but I think you get that the higher your archaeology level is, so I think you have to be like Pandarian level before it starts spawning mobs, like the old 525 or something like that. So what I did when I got to level 450, so I got to 525 on Snuffle Tips, but I didn't really want to do much archaeology on that one because I was worried about, you know, these spawns, because obviously they come at you at your tune's rate as well, you know, level, yeah. same level as you. So they're going to hit pretty hard. So I didn't risk that. So, okay. But on Hurry Up, he's I got his archaeology up to 450, but I didn't actually increase the thing at the trainer. So it stays at 450. So
yeah.
Obviously I'm still getting the XP though. So that's a little way around it, really.
Okay.
I had no idea. Interesting.
So what race and class is Hurry Up compared to Snuffletips is a priest, yeah?
Yeah, she's a night elf priest. I went with that one just to be something, you know, different. I started off with three pacifists, and then I got the priest, a mage, and the the rogue. And I got to I got the rogue up to level. What level was it? I can't think what level it was now.
Was it quite high?
Yeah, it was quite high. And then I left it for a bit. And then I came back to it after a while. But I was doing mainly the priest and the mage for a long time. And then I just came back to it after I lost the mage. What happened? I was in Dragonblight doing some exploration. And I dived down at Star's Rest for the flight point. And then went back up in the air, had a quick look on the map. And next thing I realized, I was in combat. One of those blinking dragon things was, you know, breathing fire at me and dismounted me, and I died.
That's
before we could have gliders. So then,
man.
All right. But still, two that you've been leveling. Do you when you play, particularly? I mean, for someone like me who's never done a pacifist, is it something that you will look at play one for like one night and jump over to the other one on a different night, or do you kind of try and work on them both on the same nights? Like if you're doing dailies and things like that.
Yeah, I do a little bit each day on them, really. So
okay.
You know, it keeps it, you know, a bit of variation as well in what you're doing each day. I know the quests are pretty much the same, but, you know, these zones that you're in is a little bit different. Sometimes, you know, because the rogue is pretty cool out, you know, out and about, because you can stealth and sap things and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's really good. Whereas the priest is a bit more trickier, you know, because you got your shield, but... You haven't got any sort of aggro dump, really, apart from Shadow Meld.
Yeah.
So
with considering that the level that they are, and you've been playing, you know, your tunes with your Bloodthirsty and your Irons for quite some time, with the changes for 7.3.5, which has made life a lot more interesting for us challengers, how has that impacted for you with all your tunes, not only your pacifists, but for all of them? Has it had a massive impact for you or not so bad?
You obviously lose a couple of dailies that you used to be able to do the winter spring cubs. That's gone now. Something else as well. The cooking daily used to be able to do at Dalaran, but that's all scaled now. So that's gone. I think Iron Man really is the one it's the really affected. I think with pacifist it's benefited with the archaeology, because obviously, like I was saying before, as long as you don't level your archaeology much over 450, then you're going to be getting good XP each time you dig.
Yeah,
you know, so that's a good way of doing that, really.
Can you use that the whole way up?
As far as I know, yeah, so far it's been working.
Interesting. That's a really good tip.
That gives a person like me new hope, because because I always thought that you could only use it really up until like your character was, I guess, now level 80, and then once you hit the Mists dig sites, that's what spawned it. But I didn't know it was based on the Archy level.
It used to be like that, yeah. It used to be tough. Once you got to about 80, 85, then I never bothered with archaeology before, you know, before 7.35. And then I had another little go at it and was getting some good XP, so.
Yeah.
And a few little pets as well on the way, you know. The
nice.
Little rewards.
That's good. Well, I know Fair says it's awesome to know about that that tip. I would have thought the same as you, Stone. Like, I seriously would have thought doing the pacifist with archaeology that, you know, and being that you're so ingrained to when you're, you know, get to a certain level in the professions, well, you go train. You go learn the next one. Yep. So, you know, you don't think to just go, well, hang on, how about if I don't learn it? You know, what happens if I don't learn it? So,
Because that's the way really I thought it worked. That's the way I thought it worked earlier on, because, you know, when I was leveling Snuffle Tips up that way, I was, once the XP rate was going down, I thought, well, I'll boost it up to the next level and see how we go on there, but it wasn't. Still won't make any difference, so it's just it's definitely better now since 7.35.
Very interesting to know. So considering we're at the end of the expansion, have you still got anything on your challenge toon bucket list that you want to do before, you know, before Battle for Azeroth hits?
Well, it would be nice to get genetics up to 110, and that would be the the trio then. Well, the three main challenges, anyway.
Yeah.
Nice. So that would be them covered.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and you're at 101, so, 91. So it feels like you're so close, like you're literally so close, which is, it's still a lot of killing.
I know, yes.
A lot of kidding.
It takes ages, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I know the level I'm at, and I am nowhere near the level that you're at, so I can only imagine how long it's going to be sitting down and trying to, you know, do at those levels. That's going to be a lot of grinding, but no, that's awesome. All right, so what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge toon?
Well, I would say if you're going to do Iron Man, do the Night Elf Hunter, obviously, because that's already been tried and tested. If you're going to do a pacifist, I would suggest a Night Elf Rogue for their abilities. And Bloodthirsty, again, I would say a Night Elf Hunter. I've had a bit of fun with that one. Up to level 60, you could do the old world zones, just hunting rares and things like that. That was quite good fun, really, because you move on to different zones. It's a bit different now, obviously, because all the zones are the same, aren't they, you know? Or they scale to whatever level you are.
But it does make hunting rares much more interesting, much more faster to a certain degree. Okay, well, that's really great. Some really good information. I know some people in the chat room are very, very excited about the archaeology news. So I think Fair's going to go and take advantage of that with her little passy. So so that's awesome. And again, Townie, look, congratulations. It's an amazing achievement, and we are all so thrilled for you. Snuffle Tips made to max. So
I know. I was going to say, I was petrified something's going to happen, like a disconnect or something, or get dismounted somewhere and, you know, but oh, finally got there. I was chuffed a bit.
And one of the things I want to point out too is that you're the first priest to ever do it.
Yeah.
So, and what's really neat about that is that you're the first character class that can't stealth. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Which is a big deal. It's huge.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Man.
Really huge.
That's amazing.
Was it a particular thing to do the priest? Like you just wanted to do something a bit different?
Yeah, well, I think before with the, with the zones the way they were before, it wasn't sort of too bad to go back to like the old world zones, and then the mobs were a lot lower, so they didn't really bother you.
Okay.
You know, you could sort of put your shield up and run off, and they'll soon leave you alone, sort of thing. But, now it's a bit more trickier because obviously they'll scale up to 60 anyway, in the old world.
Yeah. Did you have any, oh my God, God moments that you were like, or has it been fairly straightforward? Not straightforward, but you know what I mean. Has there been anything on Snuffle Tips that you were kind of like, run away? Oh my Lord. Like crazy.
Yeah. I think there was a couple of times. It's mainly Murlocs really. I was like herbing and mining and it's sort of, just going around. It always seems to be Murlocs that get, try and run after me, and there's not always one of them, there's about half a dozen of them running after you, so you gotta put your shield up and quickly leg it and try and find somewhere safe.
It had to be Murlocs.
You do have the, obviously with a Night Elf you could put a Shadow Mount on and hopefully drop your aggro.
Yes, Shadow Meld certainly makes life a little easier, definitely, for all the newbies out there that are certainly taking, trying to work out what tunes they want to start rolling. The Night Elf with Shadow Meld is really good to have, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Townie. Thank you. And again, yay! Little cheers for Townie. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see what Stone's been doing. I don't think anyone could really top Townie's week.
No.
Like, really? No.
Do we even want to bother?
Next, move on.
Yeah.
No, what have you been doing, Stone?
I got my passy up to level 2. No, my passy's level 4, which is saying a lot for me. So, I can't wait to get to level 10 because really I got to get there. I leveled my warlock through Elwyn and I did a few quests in Azurmist and I've hit level 18 on that tune and I'm doing do the low level zones first, because it should be easier ish. Even though it does, it all does scale. I played my warrior not on stream. This week I didn't do any streaming for the site, and I'll probably get back into it next week. I just kind of needed a little time. There was a couple of days I was feeling kind of poopy pants, like not poop the pants, but
we know.
No, well, because we talked about it on the other show, but I say poopy pants when
cruddy.
You feel like crap, and I just I feel poopy pants, so like wah wah, Debbie Downer. So I played my warrior and my prot warrior, the one that I died on last week. And I was going to put that one on tin.
Mm-hmm.
And I put him on tin. And I died 3 more times. You know what? No, I'm done. I'm done with that class.
Wow.
For now.
Wow. Okay.
For now. So I deleted the character, and what I'm gonna do?
Wow.
I was so mad because.
Did you add that
done.
To your our document?
No,
Google
it's
Duck?
It's the same one. It's the same tune. So.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So I went to go
there,
put them
right.
on 10. Yes, it's already there. So okay. I basically what I'm going to do is that I'm going to play down my tunes so that if they die, I'm not going to reroll that class until the stat squish and the new Battle for Azeroth stuff, which we'll talk about after.
Okay.
Because that's going to change things up again.
Again.
Right? Yeah. And I think, you know, after everything that I've done, I mean, I think I was in already in a bad mood, and then the warrior dying, I was just like, like three times again, I'm like, you know what?
Flip table.
Okay, because the plan was, I'm like, okay, I'm going to use the warrior, and I'm going to level him up to like 110, and I'm going to record everywhere that I died on. That lasted for about half hour, and I was just like, forget this stuff. So
I'm surprised you lasted half an hour. Okay.
Oh man, it's the no heal. It's the no heal. It's the one heal. It's brutal. It's silly.
Yeah.
Awesome. Silly. You've just got to time it.
I was fighting two mobs. I kill one. Heal, I still die. There's something wrong. There's something wrong there.
Okay.
Warriors are horrible. I am. Pally would be. I still have one. Yeah. So warrior is the first class that I have deleted because I've lost it. So we'll see what happens between now and BFA. I still have.
Okay.
I still have all the other classes still, and I still have a bloodthirsty and a pacifist to kill off too.
Awesome.
I've only gone on my big boy hunt, my big boy tune once or twice just to make sure everything is good. Like nothing got changed, you know, to green or something.
Yeah.
Or somebody didn't give me like a blue weapon, so that would make me really sad. But yeah, I'm gonna focus on just on the low level guys and see where we go. But really, that's been my week with challenges.
Okay.
Yeah. So oh Lita. All right. Okay. So for everybody listening here, I would suggest. Put your feet up, get a pillow, put it behind your head a little bit, kick your feet up.
I've got some stories to tell.
I think she's got something to say.
I got a couple of things that I need to get off my chest.
Whoa.
Okay.
Not
all right.
That
so
kind of
I'm
a show.
I'm going to start with, hey? What
it's not that? That kind of a show.
Okay.
That's after dark.
You're not funny. Okay, so let me start with the bloodthirsties. So I did manage to get a bit of playtime in this week. So just going to quickly go through. Because I'm recording, I got my spreadsheet. My spreadsheet's over there. I record when they hit a level, how many kills they've done. Just to keep a track, because why not? You know, why not do these crazy things to see how they're going? So my druid... My Night Elf Druid hit level 11. She's on 314 kills. My Human Mage hit 13. She's on 278 kills. My Gnome Monk hit 19. She's on 588 kills. My Night Elf Priest hit 21. She's on 653 kills. My Night Elf Hunter hit 27. She's on 1,254 kills. Everything's going quite well for the bloodthirsties. So I hopped on my big girl, my human warrior that I love. She's in prot. Did I say I love her? She is awesome. Do I love Victory Rush? Yes, yes, I do. She hit level 65 this week.
Wow.
So I was really excited about that. She is up to 8,823 kills just to hit level 65, which is at times I think, wow, that's a lot of killing that I've gone, but you know, I've done worse things. Like seriously, I like grindy things. So, you know, that's cool. But it still feels comfortable. I'm not going in with a bloodthirsty and just going, oh, there's a pack of mobs. Let's take them all on. I will just pick them off one at a time. Now, I will have the oh crap moments where I will accidentally pull one, more than one, like sometimes two or three mobs. The worst I had was five mobs, but that was before patch. That just happened. The worst I've had since the patch, I pulled three mobs. She did not go. I kept her above 70% when she accidentally pulled the three mobs. And that was the lowest that she went. Now, I definitely would say, do not make a habit of doing that, because I did. My heart rate did jump up a fraction, but I remained calm. And I knew that provided with the, just with my rotation, with what I'm doing on her, she was fine. She ended up, by the time I killed the three of them, I think she was sitting on about 93% health. So it wasn't a huge deal. And I'm killing stuff. Where was I killing? I went to Shalazar Basin for her. Where Nessing Wherry is, which you can't get the flight path because you've got to do the stupid quest to get the flight path. But I flew into the other one and flew across. So I just killed rhinos, the tigery things, the crocolis, and they were, I would like to say, two levels maybe higher, maybe three. I can't remember. I know some were orange on her and I didn't have, and they're nicely placed. So I could, you know, charge, kill, kill, kill. But there was a couple of times that I did accidentally kill, you know, pull a rhino and there was a, you know, like one of the tigers there, but it was quite comfortable, which was good. I then decided I made a Void Elf Warlock, because we all know Leader's doing really well with the Bloodthirsty Warlock. So Warlock. I thought, yeah, let's try a Void Elf one. So I made her, and because she comes in with green gear, I was like, that's cool. So the only issue I'm going to have is when I log into her, is she's going to be flagged yellow. I think she was yellow flagged because of the kills. Because, you know, she's level 20. You got to go kill. Well, so I took her
is
over.
Is she still yellow flagged?
No. If you see, I hit 21. Okay. I logged out at 21. I checked. She was yellow flagged at 21. So I logged back into her and I kept killing for another about half a level. Okay. And she's now green flagged. Okay. So she was okay. I didn't do the full level.
So you were yellow flagged at level 21 with 144 kills.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I honestly, because I knew that because I'm killing stuff, it was only a matter of time, but I just found it was quite interesting.
Oh, there's
I did get a few rares on her, so that certainly helped.
You should not have been flagged like that.
No. Well, it was. All right. So,
well, I'll fix
but
it.
But it's, I wasn't concerned because I knew that I'm going to keep killing things. Can I just say that I was a bit dubious hopping on the Void Elf Warlock thinking, oh, she's got Voidy. It's going to be a bit of a struggle. And I'm not going to say it's been easy, but it surprised me how well she's been killing stuff. So I was like quite surprised. So hopefully we'll see how we go. I just figured I'd do it, you know, why not? So that was good. Okay. So I did manage to get on my big iron. Cause I had hopped onto her just after the patch and I kind of felt very, not really happy about this. And hence I, you know, did a lot of Bloodthirsties and played the normal tunes and then felt like, okay, it's time to settle back into her. So I had her over in Swamp of Sorrows. I didn't complete Swamp of Sorrows because there was some quests I wasn't really happy with, but I did the quest over at the Harborage, you know, where you got to go and get the stuff to heal the Draenei dude that's sick and help. And it always gets me in the feels every time I come in, and then Prophet Velen comes in and takes him to the light. Sorry, spoilers if no one's done it. It always makes me get a bit teary whenever I do that quest. So it was really nice. I finished with that. There was a couple of the Horde stuff that I wasn't happy to do, where you got to go and kill some warlocks, and the mobs were a little bit tighter together, and I wasn't feeling overly confident, and they had some bigger mobs in there, and I was like, yeah. So I went off into Blasted Lands, did some of the stuff in Blasted Lands, and I hit 57. So I was quite happy with that. And then I thought, well, I want to try this is the first mistake, people. Maybe the second mistake, the first mistake. I thought I'm going to go to Westfall because, you know, you look at the map and you see, okay, you can do all these zones now. Where am I going to go? Where it's got a lot of quests and it shouldn't be too taxing. Want to do something different instead of doing Blasted Lands. And so I thought, well, I'll go over to Westfall. Not a huge lover of Westfall. I'd already done Loch Modan, so I wasn't able to go back. If I could repeat doing Loch Modan, trust me, I would, but unfortunately I can't. So I thought Westfall would be good. You know, the mobs are close, but not too close. There's a lot of, you know, it's big area. There's lots of different types of questing. Anyway, I got over there. I did the startup stuff, got in there, and dead to 3 kobolds over at the mine. Dead.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. So I didn't know whether to laugh or cry because mounted up just outside. I'd cleared it through the mine. You know, when you get to the mine, you've got to turn into the box and listen to the story and all of that. So, I cleared all my way back through. I could see there were some mobs outside, but they were over to the right. I mounted up just at the entrance of the mine. And as I come around the corner, they spawn.
Nice.
And I go and they knock me off. That was the biggest thing. And by the time that I go to hit Shadow Meld, I'm already dead. That was how fast it was. Wow. 3 of them. There was no time to hit Fane. There was no time because by the time that I, you know, took off on the mount, got hit, was like, oh, shit, dead. It was so quick. And so I took her back to Stormwind and I was literally like, do I laugh? Do I cry? I'm really not sure about this one. And I thought, nah, you know, I think I'm done. I think I'm done. This iron is not doing me any good. Anyway, I slept on it. What's the best thing? Log out of your tune, leave your tune. Logged out of it, went to bed, woke up the next morning, made my next one. So off I went again. And she hit level 20 yesterday. She is in Loch Modan. So yes, it was a bit of a rough week. But
I think out of all those low level zones, because I've been saying go for those low level zones because they should be designed for low level tunes. I think out of them all, the Alliance side, I think Westfall would be the hardest at that level. So then when you think that it scales up,
yeah. So, I mean, some of the areas is good, probably not the best one to do the mine quest on hindsight now, like just skip it. There's a lot of other quests over there that are quite good, but I was surprised at the knock off the mount. That was probably the biggest thing, because a lot of times it's not often you get knocked off a mount. Well, nowadays, and I probably, that was, you know, once they spawned and hit me, I thought, well, I'm okay, I'll keep going. But they just hit, and it was that instant of, whoa, I'm dismounted. Whoa, I need to, she's dead. It was a need to hit. Nope, too late. She's gone. It was that quick. So, I found that was quite interesting. Again, we die, we learn. Like I do say it all the time, but I think it's the point that needs to be made is, you know, they make changes. Blizzard makes changes to the game. Okay, we have to adapt. Other, if we don't adapt, then we don't do it. Simple as that. So if we're going to do it, we need to work out what's the best way. And yeah, dying's part of the learning. So for me, I would think at the moment, yeah, it's next time. In hindsight, I would say, yep, I would not do that part. I would not do that quest, or, you know, let's not touch the kobolds, or whichever. You know, they're like, me no take no candle. I'm like, I don't want your damn candle. Have your candle. That's fine. But yeah, so anyway, she's not deleted yet. I will, because I cannot keep having these level 50s and 60s on my account. I will, but she's made 17,000 gold, so we'll send it to my bank toon. Yeah, selling greens, questing. You know. Yeah. I don't know.
I would have just half stoned out of there.
I couldn't, because my Hearthstone was still over in Swamp of Sorrows. So I was going to do the questing to get down to get me over to Sentinel Hill. So a lot of times I don't go straight and set my Hearthstone and then come back. You know, I'll do that as I'm questing, and then I hit that point and go, right, okay, now change my Hearthstone, you know, change the in to here. And yeah, again, in hindsight, maybe when you get into a zone, go to the inn first and then go back. Like, it can be a bit of running around, but yeah, you know, we die, we learn. That's how I look at it. So it's been an interesting week. Anyway, I've done lots of stuff this week. It's been good, and ups and downs. So we'll see how next week goes. But yeah, so that's been my week.
Wow. Okay, let's get Mr. Man in here.
Yes.
All right. It's ringing him.
Ringing him? Okay.
It's ringing him. Yeah.
The vultures glitch through the hills. Oh, okay. Nice. I did not know that. Jeez. Westfall. Okay. Thank you for letting us know. I didn't know that.
Hello, Mr. Azzy.
Hello.
Hi.
Yo.
How are you?
Yo, yo.
Hello.
Hi, Azzy.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Cute.
I'm waiting. This is the first time that Azzy's got a pun that I haven't seen yet.
So, oh, yes, that's right.
So I'm
afraid.
I'm nervous.
I'm hearing my voice back.
You might, yeah. But on the recording, it'll be okay. It might be because you need to mute Twitch.
I did.
Oh, you okay. might get a loop back in voice meter. Sometimes it's funny like that. Okay. But the recording okay. will be fine.
There was a prison break, and I saw a midget climb up the fence. As he jumped down, he sneered at me, and I thought, well, that's a little condescending.
Wow. I was thinking, what? Oh. Oh.
I had to think about that one. Thanks, Azzy.
Tough crowd.
Thank you.
Wow. I
okay. Well, next impressive. Week, Azzy.
I think try again chat, next week, the Azzy. Chat room likes it. Good Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Little condescending.
Yeah. Anyway. I'll yes, go.
Thanks, Azzy.
Okay, thanks, Azzy.
Thanks, I've got to go visit the mother-in-law. I probably prefer to play a pacifist, I think.
Nice. Jeez.
All right. Cheers, guys.
All right. Cheers.
See ya.
Bye. Okay.
Wow. Okay. I'm
like, what? Oh, no. Okay. I mean, how do you move on from that?
Quite easily.
Okay.
News?
Yes, news. Man.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
Okay. Basically, the news that we all have here is Battle for Azeroth related. So... Mm-hmm. And these are just the things that have been coming out from Alpha that I still, you know, don't have yet. So I can't really test myself to verify, you know, these are the things I would like to test out. I do not want to do the questing. If Blizzard is looking to give out Alpha keys to people to do quests and stuff, I am not that person. I am here to test other stuff out. So one of the things that came up, I'm going to do it in a little bit of different order here. We're going to do first aid. It looks like first aid is going to be removed as a profession. Wow. That's just what it looks like. It's not been official. But what they've done is that they've moved the achievements into feats of strength. Under legacy. Sorry. So that you can no longer get them. And some of the creations of first aid is being put into tailoring. So it looks like they might be getting rid of that as a profession and just merging it into tailoring, right? So does that mean that we allow that as a spec? Or, sorry, as a profession? I don't know. We're in Alpha. We really don't know 100%. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. One would say back in the day, who cares about first aid? Because during Legion, honestly, I really did not use it at all. I only used it to do the Dark Moon Fair quests. I think two or three times, and that was it. So it wasn't to help me. It was more to give me a quest or two. But now it's a little bit different, right? So, you know, stuff like this, you'd have to kind of look at, right?
Yeah. Well, Fair says, do you have to just buy the bandages
on the auction house? You could.
So anyone, they might make it that anyone can use bandages.
It. Yes.
Tailors make them. They put them on the auction house. Anyone can buy them.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then we're okay.
You don't need tailoring. Yep.
Mm.
True.
That would make more sense to me, but
absolutely,
you know,
Because we'll if they see that they move Well, they already kind of did. They moved healing. Anyways, okay. So I can go on about this forever, and I don't want to. Hunter packs. Hunter packs.
Hunter packs.
Wow. I am having. Nice. I'm having a great time speaking. God. Do re mi fa so. Okay. Hunter pet specs. Hunter pets are losing their specs, sort of.
Nope.
Okay. So that the pets are going back to having only one type of spec. So they're either tanky specced or DPS or crowd control. So if you want to get a tanky pet, then you should be taming a certain type of pet.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, though, Blizzard did come out and say that, you know what? We're actually trying to merge the pets so that they can both tank and DPS. So that they will both they will all have growl. So that's a taunt. And they will all have a dash, which is your speed boost in there so that they go run in there. So, honestly, I don't think this is a big deal. I think you'll...
So it might be special abilities that you want to learn for, you know, which is a lot similar to what it was vanilla.
Yes.
You'd go and tame, you know, if you were doing specific, you'd go over and tame the rake because the rake had the best... speed for, you know, for your hunter pet in game, like back in doing twinks and things like that. So okay,
so the other thing, and actually I think this next thing that we're going to talk about is a good thing, for this does not affect spellcasters. Okay, this affects only melee. Basically, how it's going to run is that your melee damage was... So when you go do slam or you go do tiger palm or something, they're changing it so that it's no longer based on the weapons that you have. It's now based on your character's AP, which will always increase as you level up. Versus your weapon doesn't do that. It's the same the whole time, right? So this should... It's not going to completely It's not going to completely offset the changes that we had with the new patch, but it will help. So, and again, like I said, this won't affect casters because casters' spells are already based on spell power, which is based on your int. So basically what they're doing now is that Melee's spells, because everything is a spell in WoW, even though it may not seem like it, it is. Our spells will be based off AP, which is based off your strength, or agi. So they're making it all in line. You will still need to have a weapon, and it will still need to hurt, and you'll still need to find new ones. It's just it won't be as big of a change compared to you leveling up. This I would love to test in alpha. I personally, like, just give me a key for like an hour. I would test this for sure. I would take my normal tune on PTR and write down math, and then go over to the alpha and then try it there. So this is like a little bit of a... It's a little bit of a help for us. A little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see how much it turns out to be, because I kind of feel like this will affect us more when we're higher up versus lower levels where we can change weapons mm-hmm. out and all that stuff. But when you're higher up, you're kind of stuck with the level 80 weapon or whatever it was, the level 70 bow. That's what I'm thinking of. And then you got to hope that somebody puts on the auction house a gray item or a white item from Legion and you buy it. So you don't necessarily have to do that. So this should help a little bit. And again, okay. I mean, it won't completely offset it, but it should help. So see, you just gotta
Just gotta
relax. The sky is not falling. Mm. Just relax. Relax, you know?
Man. Relax. Chillax.
Yeah. Mm. So that's pretty much news. I mean, we know because there's spellcasters or spellcasting somewhere. I've never gone to go look at them, but they're doing this cast. And we were talking about this last night. And the cast is going to end on March the 7th, which is a Wednesday. Blizzard usually puts out their patches on Tuesday. So we know something is going to be happening to WoW March the 7th through to the 13th. Somewhere in there, we know something's going to happen. We don't know what that is. Could be anything. Could be a beta. Yes, Almania was right. I was saying the 13th, but the spell cast is the 7th, which is not the Tuesday, so that's why it's kind of odd. I still personally go with something happening on the 13th. So we don't know what that is. I really don't feel like it's a squish until we see the squish on the PTR, because the squish is not on the PTR yet. It's not on there yet. From what I understand, the cast has always been about something being released in WoW. Not something outside like Chronicles. Nothing like that.
I think if you just need to sit tight and wait and see.
Yep. So yeah, but just you know, so that you guys are aware, something is coming. Something's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Winter is coming.
Winter's coming.
Well, for me,
probably
for
the me, start of the end of the
Summer's coming quest. For you.
Yeah. I think LB is LB in chat had a good point. It's probably the end of your weapon quest, which is yeah, I could see that.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Yes.
So it's still a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
Wait and see.
Beta.
Whatever. Wait and see.
Whatever.
Okay. Can we do State of the Challenges now? Yes. Coffee is my blood.
Now we can.
Excellent. All right. Okay, so Townie, do you want to do the irons for this week, please?
Okay, then. At number 10, got Shemazin at level 60. 9 is Adachai Killer at 61. Number 8 is Tenacity at 62. Number 7 is, that's a funny one, isn't it? How'd you say that? Caillou.
Oh, that's Caillou.
Caillou.
Right. Okay.
That's 62. Number 6 is Perotin at 65. Oh dear. We've got a couple of deaths here. Number 5 is Iron Peppy, 69 RIP. And Fairy Cummy, 69 RIP. Then we got 3 is Marge Wins. That must be one of his contest tunes. At 71. And Number two is Never Died PLY at 109. And Mark Hope is at 110.
Yes.
Well done, Mark.
Yeah, and that's his fifth iron for this expansion.
Gosh, yeah,
and,
man.
Yes.
The third priest this expansion.
Yes.
And the 30th, I'm going to say a normal iron, so we're not, you know, not counting Death Knights and Demon Hunters and Ally. He's our 30th normal iron to hit max in this expansion. And also I want to say congrats on Marg Wins as well.
Done.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And look, Never Died. Oh,
Never Died is okay. Close too.
They're machines. Well, seriously. Yeah. Never Died and Marg, honestly. Well done.
Lunar Festival, I think Never that Died will make it. It's week one.
Lunar Festival's like good timing. Again, good timing. Okay, let's have a look at our bloods. So our bloods, we've got Iron Man DK hit 55. Iron Grindel hit 58. Soul Sapped hit 63. Ice Shard hit 64. Blood Leader hit 65. Yeah, thank you. Orc V2, 73, red flagged. Talents not allowed. Toon was deleted. So did they die? And so they must have done something.
I don't know.
Something.
I kind of feel like they might have accidentally hit or selected a talent, not knowing that they maybe couldn't unselect it. Because it didn't register that they died at all.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's just like the tune was totally did so.
And it's gone.
I feel like they got red flagged and they're like,
Okay. Soul Shield hit 78. Five Twist died at 84. Oh, no. Genetics hit 91. And Sold My Soul hit 101. Well done. Yes.
So I still don't know why that there's one character last week didn't show up on the list. I've added a note to keep having a look at it. I don't know why. But it might happen where your character where it seems like it's alt it seems like it's characters with alt characters in their names. Right? So you know like the A with the accent de vu and you know all that kind of stuff, right? So yeah. It shouldn't be a problem, but apparently it is. I just have to go have a look at it. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, thanks for letting us know. Cool.
Townie.
All right.
Do pacifist?
Townie.
Okay. Right. We've got Map Passy at 46. Ferelirik at 46. Robin at 51. Peacenicker at 56. That's a good one, that, isn't it? Number six. Illogical. It's made 61. Sneaky Boz, 87.
Nope, go back one.
Oh, you missed one.
Oh, have I missed one? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Five Open Palm hit 78. Mm-hmm. Sneaky Boz hit 87. Five Curmudgeon hit 97. Harry Up hit 99. And who's that number one there?
Who's that?
Snuffle Tips finally made 110. Thank goodness for that.
Yay!
So this is your first one, right?
I've had about four or five different challenges. A few of them have died on the way, but this is the first one that's really got, you know, anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
So,
nice.
Well and again, done. It's like this is only the third one in this whole expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first priest
ever. Which is amazing accomplishment. Yeah. You know, that's just amazing, Townie. We're so thrilled for you. Wow. Well,
thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
it's been good fun, but, you know, it's just sort of... It's sort of a part-time challenge, really. You do bits and pieces each day and move on to something else.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. All right. Tins.
All right. Tins. We've got Tin Rat at 35, Malkara at 40, Iron Fint at 40, Sanchingon 42, Zaya Bo at 47, Ashliv. Nah, I don't know. 50, Green Grass is that level 52. Ultraviolet is at level 61. Fairy Kumi is at 71. And Awain Hunt is at level 90. So congrats there. I'm still not comfortable doing Iron Teams on the list yet, because I don't kind of feel like we're there yet. I mean, I haven't heard of any problems lately. We just added in the new races and stuff, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But congrats to everyone.
Still working. Thanks.
Yeah. So, but congrats to Marg. We'll be putting out a post for him. I've got it from Stir. So thank you, Stir. Mm-hmm. We'll be putting it out. I'm not sure when. Either later tonight or tomorrow. Depends. And Townie, we need to talk so we can
again.
So we can put something up about you and stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm hoping to get them out for, like, they'll both be out tomorrow. I don't know when. I kind of like to have them one, like, I don't want to put them out at the exact same time, right? I want to have a little bit of time in between them. So tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But congratulations to both of you. And sorry for everybody that died.
Yeah, it's rough in that, you know, it's so hard at the minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lost
a few this week.
I've lost a couple, like low levels, but.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to do chit-chat.
Chit-chat, yep.
Chit-chat.
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
Excellent. All right, so this is the time where we get to have a chat, answer some questions, where people can tell us tips, tricks, and all those kinds of things that help make our life a little bit better with doing the challenges. So, Townie, can you take the first one from Discord?
Smooch Gems from Discord. Hi guys, it's Daenerys. Just a heads up, there may be a big glitch flagging. A big glitch right now with PvP flagging. I just died to a flagging glitch. I used Consecration and a Hordy. He was flagged, ran through my Consecration and was hit by it. I was then flagged and he one-shot me. That was nice. Oh. I was nowhere near a horde town and had not been previously flagged for PvP. Please be careful when you use AoEs if you see hordies around, and vice versa if you are a hordie and see a flagged ally.
Mm.
So that's... just be careful when you're using your Consecration.
I don't know if that was like a glitch more with the patch just coming out. I mean, but the patch has been out for a while now, so I don't know. I've not heard of anybody else saying that they've been flagged when they were not flagged already, because you shouldn't be able to trigger somebody else to be flagged, right?
Well, if you're not flagged,
if you're not flagged, you cannot get flagged. That's the whole point of it. Unless you realm hopped and got to a different realm that was PvP flagged already.
Oh,
right.
Which is possible. Could have. Yeah, Daenerys. Thank you for the information, though. That's a bit of a concern. Mm-hmm. Because if you're playing on a normal or a PvE server, and if you get realm hopped to a PvE server, ouch. Okay. Yeah. Not cool. Not cool. Sorry you lost your toon, Daenerys. Mm-hmm. That's not cool, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want Tony to read the next one too? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Chris from Facebook. Can I equip, then immediately unequip something to add it to my transmog collections for the Iron Man challenge? No, I don't think you can you?
Nope.
You're going to get flagged as soon as you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't just...
For your bloodthirsty, you can. Mm.
So basically, Tiber's saying that he's been surprise flagged a few times on his normal characters recently.
Wow. Really, Tiber? Oh my gosh. Hmm. Ooh.
Does that apply to like rings and trinkets as well? Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, your rings and trinkets don't have anything to do with your transmog. Yeah. But no, cloaks, you know, your cloaks and anything that you may want to do, definitely. I always find what's good if you want to, utilize for transmog is send it to another character like your normal character. Or if I'm on my bloodthirsty and if I get something that I know I've not learnt, then I'll learn it and then just vendor it and put my original back on just so I know that I've learnt that. But yeah, on an iron, no, you will get flagged. So
But if you're on a bloodthirsty, yeah.
Bloodthirsty's fine. Yeah. Iron, no. Definitely not.
Tiber was saying that, yeah, he had been surprise flagged. But those were Pallys, so maybe it's a Pally AoE thing.
Maybe.
Mm.
Consecrate is the one that you stick on the ground, yeah? So yes. Maybe we need to have a look at the spell.
Boz was saying, happened to me as well this morning, just questing in Ashenvale on a normal tune. Not sure why she got PvP flagged.
Interesting.
Oh, Boz, where was that?
In Ashenvale.
Okay. Yeah, but in what zone in Ashenvale? Like, what section of Ashenvale? I'm trying to work it out.
It's cause... just Ashenvale. Come on.
Yeah, but there might be specific places within that could be an issue.
I am being an issue previously. I am being the
dirt. Boz, let me know later. That's fine. We'll talk. Call me.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Call me. Eli says, can we do a homeless iron where you only get a backpack and no bags? Sure.
If you want to do that, Eli, sure.
Good luck with that. Have fun.
Go for it, yeah.
You know what question we haven't really got? I've seen it once where somebody asked about this, and I'm surprised we haven't heard about it more often. The new four slots that you get for your backpack if you have an authenticator on your Bean Net account, that would be
as well as having the mobile number.
Yeah, that would be completely allowed, right? So, but I've only seen it asked once, and I don't think we have it in our FAQ or anything like that. The Tattooed Freak Show says, be careful in STV around nesting where you can, but tab to hit a tiger, hit a guard, and got one shot. Yeah, that has happened to me.
Yeah, yep. That's happened to a few people, not me. But
I do not like it. When I go into that camp, I aim down. I don't look at the guards. I don't look at anybody in the eye.
Shoot the feet. Because
if you look at these guys right in the eye, these guys will be like, are you looking at me, punk? Are you looking at me? Yeah. I think
Northern
you're looking
Barons
at me.
It's a bit like that. You know, with the orcs and the wolves, how they're all yellow. And sometimes when I'm over on that lower tune and I'm going past them and I'm like,
I do not want to go near those guys.
Don't turn red. Don't look at them. It's a little bit kind of like you hold your breath. You're like, just get past them. Don't look at them. Don't look at them. Keep riding. Okay, now we're past. Okay, yes.
So he got hit for 900K. Wow.
Ow.
Because I'm guessing that that they scale up. I don't think they scale up to 60. I think they're higher, right?
No, they're 110.
Yeah, because they want to make sure that people don't go in there in grief, right?
Yeah.
I used to tab target. I don't anymore because of my new gamepad. But so as you were saying, you know, how could an iron realm hop? Well, you know, you're not supposed to realm hop, but if you're playing on a non RP server, you're more likely to be sharded. So getting put into a different cross realm zone where monsters will disappear in front of you as you're fighting them, or vice versa, monsters will appear on you that you've already cleared out. So
yeah.
Sharding is a thing. I'm not saying the other word. I'm saying sharding with a D. I'm not saying the one with the T. That's something different. That's a big mess for somebody to clean up. Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's how we roll. That's how we roll. About Foster time we move on. thank you for our mods in Discord and Twitch. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Stir, and Zorts. Because really, I was losing my mind.
We appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much, guys. Like, but group guys, not like you're all guys, right? Wow, she's giving me the look of death. I knew it. I'm trying to push the button. Trying to push her buttons. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
BlizzCon's gonna be so interesting, people.
Oh god. Good lord. I think I might not go. Thank you to everybody that supports the site through money or prizes and stuff like that, because it really does help to take that off of my side. We're not quite where we need to be to take off the stupid ad, but eventually we'll get there. Thank you to I'm going to do it in a different order. Azylon. Man, I did it again. Azylon. Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Broxamar, Bevel 77, Denny, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Eli, Iron Twin, Calamoon, Cashbringer, An Anonymous Koala, Lycan, Listen, Markathon, Never Died, Nisi, Sir Thomas. Joining us new this week is Slick Slater. Thank you very much. He's a new Twitch sub. So if you sub Thank with you. Twitch, in order to get access to the channels in Discord, you have to link your Discord and Twitch accounts. That's something on your end. I don't do anything. If it doesn't work, I'm not sure how I can help, but let me know. I'll try to help. I don't know, though. Also, thank you to Summer Lynn, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Alminia, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very much. Lita wanted me to add a couple more voice channels for you guys, so we did. They're now one is like Horde, one is Alliance, and one is neither. So they're there for you to use if you want to. So our next show, really? He's doing it the same way week after week. No, I'm not. Oh, well, I'm saying, yeah, Asylum. Because he's going to put me there. Hey-o! Yes, that one was great. Okay, so our next show is, next week, Saturday, February the 24th, 7 p.m. Eastern time, which is Sunday, February the 25th, 10 a.m. Lita time, 11 a.m. Azzy time. Yeah, yep, I said it. 12 a.m. Townie time. And 1 a.m. Grand Negus time. And speaking of Grand Negus, Grand Negus will be joining us next week at 1 a.m. Yes. local time for him. Yes. Townie, thank you very much. It's now almost 1:20, 1:30 for you. Thank you very much for putting up with all this stuff. And big grats again on hitting 110. Like, it's huge.
Yes. Thanks
for having me.
Oh, no, we're so thrilled to have you back on. And again, the timing was just perfect. So, you know, we wish you all the very best of luck with Harry Up, of course. And but we are so proud of you with Snuffle Tips. I'm going to miss reading Snuffle Tips.
Well, as he said that, you know, now that he's at 110, that's it. He's off of our list, right?
Yeah,
that's right. You'll just have to come and chat, say it, and then I can repeat it, and that's fine. But if you want to let everyone know where they can find you or get in contact with you, please, that would be great.
Yep, it's you can get me on the World Challenges forums. I'm usually hang out there and, you know, visit there quite a lot, or you can get me on Twitter, which is Townie_wow, and that's it really. I don't really.
Okay, that's all right. We know where can find you, so that's the main thing.
Just give me a shout on the forums. I'll be, you know, I'm always there.
Yes, thank you, and we'll let people know if there's any issues. We can find you, so that's all good. All right, don't forget where you can find all the information, which is the wowchallenges.com is the website. You can send us emails to podcast@wowchallenges.com, as well as tweet us on the Twitters, which is @wowchallenges. Come join our Discord server, which is discord.wowchallenges.com. We have got a Facebook page over at facebook.com/wowchallenges, as well as you can check out the show. The videos for the show is over on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Number one at the end there. Come catch us live every week on twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Now, you can find me. I am Leta Wow on Twitter, which is @LETAWOW, and you can hear me on Behind the Avatar, as well as Adventures in Azeroth. That one we did yesterday. That was show 72.
Correct.
That is out. That one's out. Stone, where can we find you?
Oh, okay. You can find me on Twitter at @STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone. As well as what we were talking about, the Adventures in Azeroth podcast. So our next one's like middle of March, something like that. March, we decided a date. Okay, all right. I guess I'm not gonna say a date, because if I do, she's gonna kill me. Even though we agreed on a date, you know. Okay. I just want to say thank you to everybody that was here in chat. So I'm just going to go based on who's here right now. Thank you for sitting here and listening with us and chatting with us as we record a live podcast. So Boz, Lita, thank you. Nisi, Stir, me, awesome. Captain Dobie, Crystal, free to play. Hey, Crystal. This is cool. Electrical Skateboard, Faristella, LB, Goofy, Goofy 930. Eli, hey, Goofy 930, does that mean that you're goofy footed, like you snowboard and you're going to do a 930 spin? It's lingo I picked up. Anyways.
Okay.
Eli, Intel Raw. I haven't seen her here for a while. Azzy, Catchbringer, Mad Libs, Margathon, Spoony, Tattooed Freak Show, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Townie, Virgo Praz, and Wow Fivern. And Goofy 930 says it's not because he's left-footed. Okay. It was just a thing watching the watching snowboarding at the Pyeongchang games. And if people go down the slope with their right foot forward, it means they're left-footed, and they're called goofy-footed. It's just a thing. And I'm like, okay. So I see Goofy and I'm like, okay. So anyways, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yep.
The more you know. Thanks, Stone.
Shut up, Stone. Okay, right. Lita, go.
All right. Well, before we go, we also want to just say a big thank you to Mark Conan. Mark Conan does our intro, which we love. We've had that for quite some time now, and it still gets me pumped every time I hear it. So thank you, Mark Conan. You can find him on the Twitters at Mark Conan Wow, as well as check him out on Torrent Think Tank with his co-host Jules. Also to Epic Insanity for our awesome outro bumper, which we love. So check him out on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as you can listen to him on Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. So again, thank you. Thank you, chat room. Thanks everyone for hanging out. We really appreciate it. Congratulations once again to Townie on a wonderful achievement. Snuffle tips. Yay. We're very proud of you. That is awesome. Yeah. Commiserations, obviously, to all those we lost this week. Mm-hmm. It's been a bit of a rough week. So, but stay strong, challengers. We can do it. Okay. Keep trying. Stone, have a good week this coming week. And we'll catch everyone later. So, bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.